The following is a reading of new work by William Mastavoy, W.D. Mastavoy, as read by me, William Mastavoy. Cindy approached Bill in the quiet foyer of the fraternity house, her tone calm but resolute. "Bill," she began, her voice carrying a weight that made him glance up from his work, "I need to inform you that you've been selected to be a sperm donor." Bill blinked, caught off guard. "Wait, what?" "Cindy, I..." She raised a hand to stop him, her expression unwavering. "Before you say anything, let me clarify. I won't be the one collecting it, but at some point in your life, you'll give it to someone and we'll use it. It's already been decided." Bill leaned back in his chair, rubbing his temples. "Cindy, I don't think I'm the right person for this. I mean, I appreciate the honor, I guess, but I'd rather not." Cindy tilted her head slightly, her gaze steady. "But you know, I see with my mind, not just my eyes. What I see is someone who has both a sharp mind and a grounded perspective. That's what we need. That's what I want for this." He hesitated, the determination in her voice making it hard to argue. "I don't know, Cindy, this feels strange. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it." Her lips curved into a faint smile. Her tone remained firm. "Bill, this isn't about comfort. It's about science, about the future. You don't really have a choice in this." Bill sighed, his resistance faltering under her unwavering resolve. "Fine," he muttered, his voice tinged with reluctance. "Yes, okay, for science." Cindy nodded, satisfied. "Good. You'll thank me one day." "Bill, trust me." And with that, she turned and walked away, leaving him to process the unexpected turn his day had taken.